A deal for Lockheed Martin to purchase Titan Corporation may be collapsing. Last night, the nation's largest defense contractor announced it was unwilling to extend today's deadline for Titan to resolve bribery charges filed by the Justice Department. Titan also received bad publicity after two of its translators were connected with the abuses at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Like so many defense companies, Titan was founded by men who once had high-level Pentagon jobs. In the early 80s, Gene Wray, still its CEO, and Albert Knopf leveraged their Pentagon contacts into defense contracts at a moment when defense spending was on the rise, says Raymond James analyst John Mahoney.
They were involved in the Reagan era, in the Star Wars program, and other programs like that. They didn't grow tremendously, but they were, you know, solid little company that was growing organically. After the Cold War was basically won, there wasn't a ton of research being done, and they kind of were flatlining for a while.
To survive, the San Diego-based Titan branched out, invested in commercial ventures and overseas contracts. It also began to buy up smaller defense companies.
That really got them into another stratosphere where they could start to be a prime contractor on larger and larger projects. That worked very, very well for them.
What Titan was doing was anticipating the needs of the Pentagon and buying companies with skills to meet those needs. That strategy would eventually lead Titan, largely an information technology service or IT company, into the translator business and taint it with a connection to the Abu Ghraib scandal. After the World Trade Center attacks, Titan responded to the Pentagon's need for Arabic speakers by purchasing BTG, which had a special translation unit. Scott Silliman, law professor at Duke University, says because Titan was well known to the Pentagon, they were in a perfect position to get the translator contract.
To go to a brand new company that has never engaged with the government, that is an unknown, is risky. So that's why you would normally go the easiest route. You deal with a corporation or any kind of a financial company that you've dealt with before. If they have developed an additional expertise, as Titan did, then why not go with them?
In 2003, Titan listed its translator services as one of its most lucrative businesses. But the company, which would not comment for this story, has also been criticized for using interpreters that fall below professional standards. Reports on the Abu Ghraib prison scandal in Iraq suggest that one of Titan's translators may have held down a naked and humiliated prisoner. But the Abu Ghraib scandal arose well after Lockheed Martin had entered into an agreement to purchase Titan. In the big dog swallow smaller dog world of defense contracting, Titan looked extremely appealing to Lockheed Martin. Dan Gutman, fellow at the Center for the Study of American Government at Johns Hopkins University, says Titan has developed a staff that still makes it appealing to any company that wants to stay on the cutting edge of military IT.
For the kinds of things we're talking about in the military, you can't just get in the business. You need security clearances. I mean, Titan's got God knows how many hundreds, thousands of people who've got clearances. You've got people who know the special requirements of the military. We're not talking about simply building, you know, Windows or some software for word processing.
But as Lockheed officials pored over Titan's books, they found that in those years of expansion, the company may have offered bribes to foreign officials. In the wake of those revelations, Lockheed renegotiated the deal. It lowered the purchase price to $1.6 billion, and both companies were given the option of pulling out if Titan didn't reach a plea agreement with the Justice Department by today, an outcome that seems unlikely. Since the bribery charges surfaced, the Securities and Exchange Commission has recommended that civil charges be brought against Titan, and the company faces a class action lawsuit by shareholders. Still, many observers think Titan is far from through.
If you were to take out every defense company that had committed a criminal act, you would have nobody to do any defense contracting left in the United States.
Keith Ashdown is Vice President of Policy at the nonpartisan watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense. And Ashdown says Titan is also not the first defense contractor to have employees implicated in the abuse of civilians. Employees of DynCorp, which did defense work in Bosnia, were connected to a scandal involving the rape of Bosnian women.
Basically, there was really no fiscal impact to the company over those charges. They were really able to just blame that on a couple of rogue employees.
Last year, DynCorp was bought out by another defense contractor, Computer Service Corporation. And many analysts think that despite the likely collapse of the Lockheed Martin deal, Titan remains an appealing property. And given increasing consolidation in the defense industry, many believe if Lockheed Martin doesn't buy Titan, some other company will. Laura Seidel, NPR News.